All right, breaking news. Donald Trump is ramping up his attacks against the media, and none of this is normal. Trump just called Stephen Colbert a, quote, dead man walking, and said CBS should, quote, put him to sleep. This is after suing CBS, suing 60 Minutes, suing multiple news corporations, and leveraging his position as the president of the United States to try to get concessions out of them, whether it's money sent to his ballroom, or his presidential library, or his name up in lights somewhere. He wants concessions from these media companies, but the main goal at the end of the day is the chilling effect. If you can chill the speech of different media companies, not even by suing them, but just by suing one or two and setting the precedent, showing that you will sue, that this is how you take care of things, then media companies will be too scared to talk about the president of the United States in a bad light. I mean, we just saw a 60-minute segment get pulled by Barry Weiss because her reasoning is they didn't have enough comments from the White House. But if you think about that, if news corporations can only post a story after the White House comments, the White House can therefore veto any story by just not commenting. They could say, oh, we're not even going to engage with this story, therefore this news corporation won't be able to post it. That's bullshit. You shouldn't have to wait for the White House in order to report a story. So just to back up, I want to talk about the current media environment, and I also want to talk about the biggest switch-up in American history. I think perhaps the biggest switch-up in American history is the difference between how Donald Trump ran the 2024 campaign and how he governed, how he's actually actively governing. Now, don't get me wrong. He promised a lot of terrible bullshit during his campaign, but during his campaign, he was largely running like a populist, meaning he was running like somebody who cared about the economy, somebody who was going to focus on affordability and prices. He acted like he was helping the average common American, but the reality is, he ran as a populist and is governing like an oligarch. He is governing like an oligarch who wants to strip away free speech, not only from media corporations, but from immigrants or people here on visas who are now too scared to speak their mind. He is running the country like an oligarch who sues different corporations, not just media corporations. He's suing law firms, suing universities. He's suing different companies. Donald Trump is also actively taking stakes in companies like Intel as the president of the United States, as America. So again, the biggest switch up in American history is that Donald Trump ran as a populist. He promised a lot of American people who were feeling economic pain, he promised them that he was for them, but he is only governing like somebody who cares about the richest of the rich, somebody who wants to protect his donors, protect the Epstein class, help Elon Musk continue to generate wealth. Because think about it, Elon Musk spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to get Donald Trump elected. Actually, scratch that. To be exact, Elon Musk spent $44 billion to get Donald Trump elected. $44 billion was what he spent on Twitter, and then rebranding it to X, and then using X as a mechanism to spread a bunch of lies. So after Elon Musk loses all of this wealth to get Donald Trump in office, he expects some sort of return on his investment. These are oligarchs. They want a return on their investment. So the return that Elon Musk gets are favorable contracts with SpaceX, a 120-day period where Elon Musk is able to walk around the White House and cut things as he pleases. Elon Musk cut USAID. He cut the aid that we give to other countries, to help other countries, which in turn helps the United States and helps us gain soft power. He cut that so that the richest of the rich in the United States can get more tax cuts, so that business owners can write off their third yacht. Literally, there's a part in the Big Beautiful Bill that says business owners can now write off their private jet, even if they're using it for personal reasons. I mean, it is all absolutely absurd. And this brings me back to Donald Trump attacking the media. Every single act of authoritarianism from this administration is them showing that they're scared, that they know they betrayed the American people. They know they betrayed us, maybe not us in particular because we didn't vote for Trump, but they know they betrayed the American people who trusted them. And now they're scared of what accountability looks like. They're scared of free speech from the media. They're scared of free speech from individuals, from citizens, even from non-citizens. They don't want people speaking their mind. They're scared of the press that will expose their lies. Hell, they're scared of universities and institutions and academics that teach people things, because if people have better critical thinking skills, they'll be able to see past this administration's bullshit. They do not want transparency when it comes to Donald Trump's age. They do not want transparency when it comes to the Epstein files, of course, even when it comes to the economy. We talk about this on the show, but the Trump admin has been delaying numbers. They don't want transparency when it comes to the economy either. That is why they delay, delay, delay. Really quickly, let's start walking through this Midas Touch article about Stephen Colbert. But as you can tell, this video is about a lot more than just Stephen Colbert. Sorry, I'm still a little bit sick. I got the flu while I was traveling over the past week. I went to Phoenix, Arizona for the Charlie Kirk event. We filmed a bunch of content there that will still come out. And then I had to fly directly to New York for a few CNN hits. And then a week before that, I was in LA for a few days. I mean, the travel in 2025 was absurd. Next year, I'm gonna build better habits and routines so I can travel more and keep my head while I do it. So make sure you drop a like and you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate all of the work we do, all of the work that we put in, and what we're about to build. But to continue, the attacks on the media coming from the Trump admin didn't start with Colbert, and they're not ending with Colbert. I mean, hell, Trump even sued YouTube, this platform. Trump sued YouTube a while back. He sued CBS, ABC. He sued corporation after corporation after corporation, trying to stymie their speech. But it goes beyond that. It's not even about just suing them. It's also about the attacks that he sends out. Donald Trump, on Christmas Eve, was posting an insanely deranged rant. After calling Colbert a pathetic train wreck, Trump said Colbert was a, quote, dead man walking and said CBS should put him to sleep now. It is a humanitarian thing to do. I'm sorry, but why does the President of the United States post like this? Every single week, it's like an AI video of Obama being thrown in a jail cell, and then the next day he'll be calling for the execution of multiple Democrats, and then the next day he'll be making fun of Rob Reiner after he got brutally murdered, and then Republicans will say that, well, Democrats and Republicans are about equally as divisive. Motherfucker, Donald Trump tweets like a vile ghoul. Like, he just came from the seventh layer of hell, and now he's spewing shit out on his Truth Social account. Sorry, it just pisses me off, the double standard at play here. He then says, if network newscasts and their late night shows are almost 100% negative to President Donald J. Trump and the Republican Party, shouldn't their very valuable broadcast licenses be terminated? I say yes. Again, it's not even about if Trump is actually going to try to terminate any broadcast licenses. Even him saying this is enough to shake cable executives, to shake executives at the highest level. This says, if network newscasts and their late night shows are against Trump, should they be terminated? Could you imagine if Nixon, during Watergate, decided to double down on his cover-up and his corruption and say, oh, anybody who's giving Watergate negative coverage gets their broadcast license revoked? That is equivalent to what Donald Trump is doing with the Epstein files. Again, every single act of authoritarianism from this administration is a desperate attempt to consolidate power. We currently have two different economies that are existing, one for the top 10%, one for the richest of the rich, the people who can escape accountability. And listen, honestly, there's nothing wrong with being rich in America. I actually think America is beautiful in that people can have upward mobility and can build wealth. But I think there needs to be a redistributive mechanism so that people aren't worth hundreds of billions of dollars while millions of more people are struggling to even get healthcare or get food. There is clearly a level of inequality. But there are two different economies that have been created by Republican administrations. One economy for the top 10%, people who can, like I said, escape accountability, people who don't need healthcare. And then the bottom 90%, the economy that the average American has to play by. And Donald Trump, this administration, is only tailored towards the top 10%. Only tailored towards the top 10%. I mean, the people who were abusing girls with Epstein, do you think they were in the top 10% or the bottom 90%? Of course, they were in the top 10%, and of course, they're getting extra special treatment under this administration. To continue, CBS announced in July that Colbert's contract would not be renewed in 2026. It's also really worth pointing out that this same week, CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss pulled a segment from 60 Minutes about the CECOP prison in El Salvador. Donald Trump is attacking the media, trying to silence free speech, and that is what I'm trying to illustrate throughout this video. I'm a bit sick, so I'm gonna go take a nap. I love you all. Please be ready in 2026. We're gonna be doing 5 to 10 videos a day, including breaking news, including debates. We're gonna be debating some of the biggest figures on the right, and we're gonna be punching back metaphorically. We are not gonna take our foot off their neck metaphorically. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.